Hello, this is a World Wrestling Resource conference call sponsored by Defense Soap. We have Terry Brands and Dennis Hall. Tonight we're going to highlight the Olympic trials that will be coming up this coming week in Iowa City. There will be freestyle sessions. We'll start Saturday. Session 1 is 9 a.m. at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And we're just going to go through and preview a few of the weight classes. And starting with 121 pounds freestyle, Terry Brands on the call with World Wrestling Resource. Do you want to kind of highlight what you think about who stands out in that weight class and what you're looking at?
55 kilo, you got Nick Simmons, the top seed there. And then number two would be Sammy Hayes-Winkle, who no stranger to the Greco side, moved over to freestyle last year and was runner-up at the Open. And then three most likely would be Obi Blanc. And then, you know, you got Cejudo that's going to supposedly show up, and, you know, I would never, ever count him out. A lot of people are saying he's a little heavy right now, but, you know, I don't believe it. I think he's, you know, probably the best guy there if he's ready to go, you know, on paper, especially being the returning Olympic champion, regardless of whether he's wrestled in the last 4 years or not. The other guys I think they have listed, they have Escobedo, Felix, Earl Hall, the young kid from Florida, Ben Karn, McKnight, Martinez, Michael Martinez out of Wyoming, Friesen and Sanders, and then Pirelli and McDonough got the wild cards. And again, I like McDonough. He's, you know, he's kind of somebody I know, been around a lot over the last 4 years, and appreciate his work ethic and appreciate his competitive desires and his aspirations going forward. So, you know, they say it's going to be a deep weight class with a lot of people that are, you know, capable or supposedly could or would or should make the team. And you know, I probably agree with that going forward. Simmons was fifth in the world last year and lost to a guy he beat, you know, a month or two earlier to get in for the semifinal match. So, you know, he can be right there if he's ready to go, and you know, so can Cejudo and, you know, a few others also.
Yeah, well, we know you coached Cejudo at the last Olympics when he won the gold medal. How much follow-up do you stay in touch with him a little bit? Give him some feedback.
I don't talk to him much anymore. About July of last year, he was contemplating coming here, going there, and he decided another route, and, you know, we wished each other the best, and, you know, he's moved back to Arizona now and doing his thing. But like I said, I would never, never count him out. I think that, you know, I was out in Colorado Springs last week, and a lot of guys and a lot of people are saying, you know, there's no way he can do it. He hasn't competed in 4 years, hasn't made the weight, this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, the little guy is just stubborn. He's a doggone competitor, and he's ferocious on the mat when he's ready to go. So, you know, a lot of it's going to, there's a lot of uncertainty there, wondering if he is ready to go. But he's got a good training system down there in Arizona, and I imagine that if he shows up or when he shows up, he'll be ready to win this thing. And that doesn't mean that I excuse McDonough from winning it, because that's, you know, that's our guy here at the Hawkeye Wrestling Club, and that's who we're pulling for. And I believe that he can win also.
Matt's got a lot of – he's young. He's won a national title. He's got a bright future ahead of him. He can probably get into a lot of cycles here. Do you see him training for quite a few years ahead and for world teams and Olympic teams?
You were talking about McDonough there?
Yeah. Is he going to
continue on? I think that he will be around for a while and will be a force to reckon with. And, you know, he's still growing a little here and there. And, you know, he could be at 60 for Rio in 2016. But, yeah, I think he's going to be around and most likely will be a force. There's no guarantees in this thing, though. You know that.
Right. Well, that'd be fun to watch him progress. Dennis, you want to talk a little bit about Greco at that 60 kilo?
Yeah. Yeah, at 55, you got number one guy in the country, Mango. He's been around, been on world teams, wrestled at the Worlds and Olympics. He's a favorite right now. And number two is Hodge. Hodge is always tough. Him and Mangle train together every day. He's got potential. Three and four, you got Max Nowre, and I believe Telgren's right around there, I believe. Both those guys have wrestled all the top guys and come close to them. So they're training well up at Marquette. You got Nico Trigas, who's been out at the training center also. He's a up-and-coming guy that decided to dedicate this year to Greco, and he's learning a lot. So interesting weight class. Another guy that you have is Nate Angle from the Army team. I've been training with him quite a bit. He's making great progress himself, really having good practices as of lately. And then you got a handful of other guys. You know, it just, to me, it comes down to who's ready those 2 days, or that, not 2 days, 1 day. You know, who has a good weight cut. I know Hodge has a hard time making weight sometimes. I know Spencer has a hard time making weight because he's a big 21-pounder. And, it, you know, you got to put all the pieces together to win that tournament. But right now I'd say favorite is Mango. Nobody's really beaten him in the past few years. Guys have been close, but he's a favorite, I think. Not saying other guys can't win it. They're going to have their hands full.
Yeah, well, that's going to be an exciting weight class, and they'll decide that Greco-Roman weight class on Saturday. The 55-kilogram will be wrestling on Sunday. So we'll go 60-kilogram for freestyle. Terry, what are you looking for there? Who do you think some of the top competitors are?
Well, I mean, this is a funny weight class because there's only two weight classes out of the women, men, freestyle, and the men, Greco. I guess, you know, 96 kilograms, and Greco-Roman has not qualified the weight class for the Olympic Games in London, and the 60-kilogram weight class has not qualified the U.S. for the Games in London either. So, you know, it's kind of a funny situation, and we were out at some meetings in Colorado Springs last Wednesday, and the scenario is that you've got Humphrey. He's number one based on last year. He was a world team member. He lost to France to get into to qualify the weight class, and it didn't happen. He lost a three-period barn burner to France in the World Championships, and then at the Pan Ams, we sent Sean Bunch, a Pan Am Olympic Games qualifier, down in Orlando or Kissimmee, Florida, and Bunch was beaten by the Cuban in the semi, and only the top two went, so we didn't qualify there either. There's two chances left. One's in China, and the other one's in Finland, and they're going to take place a week after the trials and 2 weeks after the trials. So what they're saying is if Humphreys wrestles in China, if Zeke Jones, the national coach, selects Humphreys, then Bunch will enter the open. But if he selects Bunch, then Humphreys will sit out and wait to see if Bunch qualifies to weight in China, and then we'll get ready to go in Finland if that doesn't happen. And then there's a series of wrestle-offs that will take place in June to find out who that world team member is. Now, that's going to be between Humphreys, whoever qualifies the weight, which could be Bunch or Humphreys, and then the winner of the trials, which could be Bunch. And then, you know, you got Coleman Scott, you got Martin Barbarian, who's the Armenian, who's got his papers now, or his passport, he's a citizen now. Tyler Graff, Hochstrasser out of Boise, Kennedy from Illinois, who's wrestling out in Michigan now. Mike Zadek, who's a past world silver medalist in the 2008 Olympian, Valenti, Stever, Wildcard, Russell, Wildcard, Jordan Oliver, Wildcard, and some other guys. I think Derek Moore and one other guy from the training center, I think it's Perch, who trains out in Colorado Springs also. So, you know, there's some there, and, you know, it's probably top-heavy. with, you know, for again, my, I'm biased, I admit it. Zadik's doing some of the best wrestling I've ever seen him up to this point. I like Zadik. I think Humphreys is an intense competitor. If Bunch is ready to go and doesn't rely just on his front headlock, he's going to be right there also. And, you know, Coleman Scott has proved, you know, last year that he is an oncomer for this London qualifier.
That's going to be exciting
to
watch.
The tough thing is what happens. I haven't heard who they've selected to wrestle in China for that qualifier the week after the trials. So I don't know how it's going to play out and what the brackets actually – or what the weight class is actually going to look like.
Yeah. Well, and Mike Zadik, has he talked much about if this is his last trials, or is he just kind of focused on this, or has he hinted anything about future Olympics?
Mike Zadik is – I mean, we've seen him for years, and he hasn't said anything, and he probably doesn't have to. But, you know, you and I know that, you know, things come to an end after a while, and he's not focused on this is his last one. He's focused on – making an Olympic team and winning an Olympic gold medal. It's not really about this is the last one or not. I'm sure that when this is all over, London comes and goes, he will evaluate where he's at and decide what he's going to do with the World Championships next year.
Yeah, well, it's great to have his experience in that weight class. Dennis, you want to talk a little bit about Greco, 60 kilograms?
Yeah, for Greco at 60 kilos, number one seed is Joe Betterman. Had a tough world championships last year. I was over helping him. I was his training partner over there. He ended up losing to a guy from I believe Colombia, had ended up qualifying for the Olympic Games first round. But since he lost, Joe didn't get a wrestle back. And he'd been... You know, he wrestled the guy tough, so he was right in that match. He had a little mental mistake that he made, and which cost him the match. But so he can compete at that level. He's won some tournaments overseas, and he's wrestling good right now. So he's the number one seed. Number two seed is number two seed will be Jeremiah Davis. From the Army team, and he's number two. He was a past world team member, so he got some depth there. Davis hasn't had a lot of success internationally, but he has had success in the United States. So you got two guys with international experience, and then you got Ellis Coleman, who would probably be third seed. He's wrestling tough right now. He's been a little bit banged up with concussions over the past few months. But he had beat Joe Betterman earlier this year at a turn at, I believe, Suncast. So, I mean, he's doing a good job. Got his weight down for the Pan Am qualifier. He qualified the weight. He lost to the Cuban in the qualifier in the final, so he actually qualified the weight class. Number four, yeah, Marco Lara from the Army. He's been wrestling with all the guys, doing well, close matches. And then you got young guys. You got Joel Warren in there. If he decides to show up, he said he's going to show up. He wrestled at Nationals at 66 kilo, and looked pretty good there. So it will be interesting to see if he shows up. And we got Jesse Thielke, a Wisconsin guy that I've had quite a bit of coaching with. He's actually out at the Olympic Training Center for the last year and a half, and trying to make his first Olympic team too. He may drop to 55 kilos. I'm not sure right now. But, you know, those are the top competitors at the weight class. You know, I think from looking at it, Ellis has a little bit of a advantage right now, just having beat Joel, you know, but I know Joel's a fighter and he'll battle back and, you know, fight at the trials. So that's my take on 60 Greco.
You mentioned Jeremiah Davis never won an international tournament. if anybody steps up that weekend. I think, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Brandon Slay when he won the Olympic gold? I don't know if he won an international tournament before then. Do you guys know for sure on that? But
I
can't remember
him
winning one. So whoever steps up could put themselves in a good position. What do you have, Terry, for 66 kilograms for freestyle?
I think this is in my opinion, the hottest contested. Metcalf was beaten last year by Ware, and we like Metcalf here at Hawkeye Wrestling Club. And I know Zeke Jones has a spot in his heart for Metcalf, and it's going to be in my mind, when I look at it, and just, you know, I'm preparing myself to get ready, you know, with Metcalf and then talking to him about it. So, you know, I feel like this is going to be a pretty interesting situation. You got Freyer coming in. You got Colot that's announced he's going to wrestle. I like the LaValle kid from Bucknell who's training up in Minneapolis. Slater's coming back, and or has been back, and he announced. You saw that article on, I think it was the Mat.com or one of those things. The wild card was Simpson, who I think a lot of Philip Simpson. I was around him a lot out in Colorado, and he had to go to Iraq for 2 years or something. And since he's been back. You know, I don't know exactly what he's done, but I always liked his training habits and his work ethic. And when he gets ready to go, I think he's dangerous. Adam Hall's in there, and then I think Joe Johnson, a former Hawkeye's there. He was runner-up to Colot at that final Olympic trials event in Cedar Falls. So, you know, it's an interesting weight class to me, and, you know, I'm on red alert because we got our guy in there, and he was the number one guy in 2010 in the Moscow World Championships. I've lost to Tushasvili, the Georgian, and then didn't get a repechage back in. And Ware was, I think, 0-1 or 1-1 at best last year in Istanbul. So the weight class has a lot to prove. Metcalf's beaten the two-time bronze medalist from Azerbaijan, Aysanov, and he beat the Jap in London in December, who was a silver medalist. So he's right there, but, you know, he's going to have to get out of the trials or get out of the country, as they say, get out of the U.S. to be able to go forward with that weight class.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. I'm sure Brent will have a big Iowa fan base there, and it should really be a lot of excitement. And Dennis, you want to cover Greco-Roman, 66 kilograms?
Yeah, 66. Harry Lester, or Justin Lester, qualified the weight class over in Istanbul. He ended up fifth place, was close to winning a medal over there. Wrestled really good for his first time back down to 66 last fall. Looking good. He's a step above everybody. Concern about him, or my concern about him, is, you know, how's the weight cut going to be? He's big for the weight class, cuts a decent amount of weight. Hopefully he gets his weight under control this next week so he's ready to go. He's definitely a medal contender, a guy that I feel can bring home a medal from London. But like Terry said earlier, you got to make the team first. The other guys at CP, from Minnesota, from the Storm. He looked good at nationals, had a really good national championship, number two in the country, right, or number one the national tournament. Harry won the nationals at 74 kilograms. So CP and Harry, 3-4, Garrison, Glenn Garrison from the Army, he's a veteran, he's been so close to making a team so many times. He's come up short. So if he's there to battle, you know, he's got a chance to make the team too. Farouk Sahin's a two-time world team member. He's hopefully healthy, you know, so he can challenge the guys and push them. You got some young guys in Josh Castellano from Northern Michigan, the Greco program up there. He's made he was less than 74 for a while, and this year he decided to get back to 66, and he's looking tough this year too. Bo Beckman also. There's other guys. You know, you try not to focus on anybody in particular, but I'd say Harry's got the best chance to go to London if he's on, you know. But CP's right there. He's getting better with every practice, too.
Yeah, and it's great to see those guys like Glenn Garrison have been around. He used to be my Olympic Training Center back in, or my roommate at the Olympic Training Center in 2000. And to see that guy still competing, that's good. I think that gives a lot of experience to that weight. And then 74 kilo freestyle, we have, you know, returning world champion Jordan Burroughs. Gary, you want to talk about that weight class for freestyle?
Well, he's sitting at the top of the weight, waiting for the mini tournament to wrestle out with a 2 out of 3 coming down. So he won't wrestle till the night session, which, you know, people think that gives him a tremendous advantage. He's been pretty doggone good. I loved watching him in the world last year. Offense. And it's amazing how they try to break this stuff down and make stats of everything. But the bottom line is that guy can attack the legs, and he's pretty doggone explosive in a lot of situations. So, you know, I mean, from where I'm at, we got Lloyd Rogers, who's wrestling with the Hawkeye Wrestling Club, and, you know, I'm not counting him out, but he's got a tough road to hoe. And so do the other guys. I like Taylor. He's a wild card from Penn State. I like the way that Taylor and Ruth, they both got wild cards. I like the way they wrestle. They are offensive machines. I don't know where Taylor's at in this mix. You know, I've never seen him wrestle at this level, but you know what? I think that his style of wrestling is very dangerous for anybody. Whether he's too much of a boy still, I don't know. You know,
yeah, you got him and Kyle Dake in that bracket. That should be a lot of fun. You got some.
Yeah, Dake's a different style, though. Dake's the other wild card, but he's a different style. He's, you know, he's nothing like Taylor when it comes to the offense and the explosion that a guy like Burroughs or Taylor can bring to the mat. And Dake's explosive, but you know, he's just a different guy. But I think Burroughs is the overall favorite there, and I'm like Dennis, I don't want to, you know, pick one guy, but you know, he's shown, I think he's won 10 or 11 events in a row or something, somebody said, and you know, he's just on fire, and I know that on his social media things, he's talking about focused on gold only or some slogan he's got, and he's on it. I think he's done a real good job of remaining, you know, low to the ground with his humility and, you know, his focus is top-notch.
Yeah, and it looks like you have Lloyd Rogers. Did the Hawkeye Club qualify a wrestler at every weight?
No. Ryan Morningstar qualified at that weight, too. He's moved on to Wisconsin, but he's in our room now training. Came back for the last month or so, getting ready, and he's looked pretty good. And, you know, you got Paulson over there at Ames, and, you know, the other guys, it was the Poeta, and, you know, I don't know how well.
Yeah, that that's all going to happen on Saturday, so that's going to be an exciting first day of that weight class. And then Sunday it will be 74 kilo Greco. Dennis, you want to go into that a little bit?
Yeah, right now Aaron Soracki will be your number one seed. Andy Bezik will be the number two seed. Ben Proviso will be the number three, I believe, and then I think Fisher will probably be number four. It's a deep weight class. All these guys have a lot of experience. Aaron Srack, he's been training hard. I know he's in pretty darn good shape right now. I think part of it is he's doing some things differently. He's come up on me to train with me up here in Stevens Point, and he bought into the philosophy of getting in great shape so he can battle hard. So, he's got a good shot to make the team. He's a veteran. He's been around. He's won some tournaments overseas, and you know, he's looking good right now. And I think his confidence is high, so he's going to be tough to beat. Bezik's been wrestling well as of lately. You know, he's beaten Provisor, I think, a couple times in the last 4 months. You know, he's wrestling the Cuban Cuff and doing a good job. And at number three, you got Ben Provisor from Stevens Point. I coached him in high school. I coached him for a year up in Northern Michigan. His training has been going really well. And him keeping pretty good contact. He's getting into better shape, working more offensively on his feet. And if he can score on his feet, I definitely want to count him out because he's got parterre defense down pretty well and offense and parterre down. So it all comes down to scoring points. And you got Jake Fisher.
Dennis, Ben Provisor is a great example. He was coachable and worked with you. What was the highest he placed in state? Was it fifth or something? It was his highest finish?
I think third. Third was his highest place in high school.
And was it 2 or 3 years later he won the U.S. Nationals?
Yeah, 2 years.
So for wrestlers that don't reach the goals in high school, that's a good example of just being persistent and getting around a great coach and training hard and training partners. But, yeah, it's exciting to see his development.
Yeah. And Jake Fisher, I work with Jake up in Northern Michigan. So there's a bunch of guys that I have a lot of contact in this weight class. Fisher was a two-time world team member, had good tournaments overseas, knows a lot of guys, beating a lot of guys that have done well overseas. In the States, he's been pretty good and dominant in the States. This year he wrestled up at the U.S. Open that we had in December just because he's coming off an ankle injury. But he's another guy. It's open. And then you got a couple other guys that could possibly make a splash. You know, Tanner Andrews up at Northern Michigan. He's a real young kid, but he's really got good hips on bottom. He's hard to turn, and he's got a good gut, good lift. So, the weight class to me is going to be which guy comes out and wants to take charge of the weight class. It's qualified, so there's a lot on the line right now for those guys.
Yeah, it'll be exciting weight. And then 84 kilogram, obviously, Kale Sanderson's not in. Terry, I think you saw Jake Herbert at preseason nationals just a little while ago. He looked like he got choked out and had the injury default out, but he should be the number one seed. What do you predict in that weight class?
I'm still holding out hope that Kale shows up. I think he's going to sharpen it. Whether he makes it or not, he just makes the weight class a lot better. You know, again, we got Phil Keddy in there. I like Keddy, and we'll see what happens there. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Herbert. He didn't look like he was very happy up there in Cedar Falls, and he forfeited to Tyrell Todd to get him into the trials, I believe, is the reason for that. I know they're both training up in Michigan, and I'm not sure what happened that last match with Herbert, but you got a guy who's a world silver medalist there, and he's probably the front runner if Sanderson doesn't show up. Like I said, I'm hoping that Sanderson does show up. You got Quentin Wright also, who's trained by Sanderson, and then you got Edwin Ruth, who I love those guys.
Yeah, they're
talented, but I love those guys, the way that they wrestle. Ruth is perpetual motion, and Quentin Wright, when he's ready to go, man, is he explosive. But the other Paulsons in there, I think the Lunas, and did the Wyoming guy get in at the LeBlanc? Yeah, he got in with the final trials in Cedar Falls. So that's all good news. And then a guy that was at the Olympic Training Center with me for a number of years, Bryce Hassman, who's down in Stillwater, Oklahoma, is in, and Raymond Jordan is probably on paper. It's, Herbert, Gavin, Jordan, if Sanderson doesn't show up, and, maybe even Herbert, Jordan, Gavin. Gavin's been hurt maybe, or I haven't seen a lot of wrestling out of him or heard a lot out of him. So not sure what's going on there. And
that weight class is wrestling on Sunday.
That's a Sunday wrestle, yes.
And then Saturday, 84 kilograms will be Greco. Dennis, you want to cover that weight class, which some of the things you...
Yeah. Right now, Chad Betts from Minnesota Storm is wrestling really well. He went at, last year he was number two in the country, went overseas after, before the World Championships just to train over there, and I think he gained a lot of valuable knowledge by being over there and living over there and training. He trained with the Turks for, I think, about a month, and, you know, when I saw him at the World Championships, you know, I sat down and talked with him, and his mindset totally changed, and just the way he believed in training and what he needs to do to get better. And I think by him taking that mentality and his training in his own hands, I think that's what's going to make him that much tougher mentally. You know, so right now he's a favorite at that weight class. And you got Cheney Height, who was last year's world team member. He's tough on his feet. He's a fighter. He's a battler. You know, he's got a good reverse lift. He's capable of winning the tournament, too. Number three, Jordan Holmes. I think he's number three, right? Might be number two right now. But Jordan is training up with the Storm. He's tough. He's very physical, hard to score on the feet. Just needs a little bit more time to learn some of the Greco things. He was out for a while out of the sport, but then just got back into it a few years ago. But he's made tremendous strides in those few years. I think with his age, he's a little bit older, so maturity-wise, he doesn't care. He just goes out there to wrestle and have fun, which is good. Also at that weight, you have possibly T.C. Dantzler, who I heard was wrestling. He's a former Olympian, dangerous. You know, I question with him is can his body hold up and is he training the right way? But he's always dangerous. He was wrestled hard on his feet and was, to me, a pretty good competitor. He knows how to win. He's made the Olympic team and world team. So I won't count him out if he decides to show up.
Yeah, that'd be great to see him in there. And then 96 kilo returning world champ, or world medalist, I shouldn't say champ, silver medalist, right? Is that right? Jake Barner, is that 96?
Medalist, yeah.
Bronze medalist. And what do you see on that weight class, Terry?
He's sitting up top and licking his chops. That's what I'll say about that. Hankey was runner up last year. And then Kilgore, I think, was third. And then you got, you know, you know who I like there is Trevor Granville. He's long, he's strong, he poses a threat that I just like him. I like how he can wrestle, and I like what he brings to the mat. You know, I know Rollins is there. You talk about last chances and last times, and Rollins is making a run at it again. And Hamilton qualified there. Wasn't he up in Cedar Falls at 96?
Yeah.
But I can't imagine him staying up. Maybe he will.
Yeah, they didn't. I don't think. Yeah, I'm not sure which way he's going to go.
I don't know. I haven't heard much. You got Craig Bresser out of Lincoln that's training over there with Burroughs, and I probably would go with Barner. I think he's waiting and licking his chops. I like him. He's capable. I know Zeke likes him. You see a lot of the articles that when Zeke speaks and he says a lot of great things about Barner and, you know, the potential that he has and the positions he brings to the mat. So that's, you know, that's where I'm at with that also.
So he gets to sit and watch the mini tournament and then face the winner 2 out of 3, is that right?
Yes, him and Burroughs are the only two in freestyle that are doing that. So,
okay. And Dennis, Greco-Roman starts Sunday for 96 kilos. What's your some of your top picks there?
Right now, Greco's not qualified at 96, so I'm not sure if they're going to sit two guys out or one guy. I believe they'll send Justin Reese to the qualifier, so he's going to sit out, I'm pretty sure, to try and qualify the weight class. If they sit out another guy, who knows who they're going to pick. R.C. Johnson is, Justin's been committed the last few years. You know, he's doing a good job. He's you know, he's close to winning medals again, you know. I like him. I like his work ethic. I like the way he trains and doesn't make any excuses. He, you know, if he loses, he owns up to it and makes changes, you know. But they got to get the weight class qualified. But for the rest of the guys, R.C. Johnson, Pete Kounouridis, R.C.'s tough. He's been around, been world team member before. Got a good, great arm drag, tough to score on the feet. Pretty physical, strong, and he knows what it takes to get the job done. So he's a tough competitor and top contender. Pete Kounouridis is another guy. Wrestles for Sunkist. Ton of talent. Hopefully he's in shape and ready to battle. He's had some good performances at nationals and trials and. Been top three in the country a few times over the last 4 years. So he's right there knocking on the door. You got a guy from the Army that's right there too. You know, that weight class, is going to be tough to whoever makes it out of that to wrestle. If we get the weight class qualified, you know, we'll have a tough challenge, though, with having to face Justin.
Yeah, and they still got to qualify that weight. So hopefully that weight gets qualified. And then last is 120-kilogram freestyle. That's going to wrestle on Sunday. And, Terry, you want to talk about that weight? And obviously you got Mako there. Is he still training with you guys in Iowa this spring? Or?
Well, he's been in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. He's been out now and then, and he's been here for a while now after the NCAA tournament, but he's doing well. He's doing good. He's in good shape, and he's motivated. But the Glognev, Zeke really likes him, and, you know, he was right there last year. He was fifth, beat world champ, Olympic champ. He's probably, you know, the best guy on paper, but again, I like Mako. I know Mako, and I know what he's capable of. And he was in 08 was defensive clinch away from going to the semifinals. That's hard to say, man. Whew. So you know, when you get there, you gotta put the guy away, or I should say, an offensive clinch away. But the guy defended the clinch to go to the semis. So. And Sigmund was the 10 world team member in Moscow. You got Gerard Trice and Bradley, I think, is the other national team member. If I'm not mistaken, forgive me, I'm not polished there. I know Mako and
Bradley. They have him on the national team. So
both those guys, Trice and Bradley, and Bradley, they're. Their competitors are, you know, they're actually, they move and they're fun to watch. And Sigmund's got, you know, good things from the tip of your toes to the top of your head type stuff too. So, you know, I think the U.S. is, you know, in pretty decent shape at heavyweight. Who would I like to see there? Well, I no secret, I'd like to see Mako there, but, you know, I don't know who it is. Zeke likes Delognev, I think, and, you know, he was runner up in Krasnoyarsk, which is a major tournament in the winter, and lost a clinch in the second period to lose the match. And so, you know, it could go anyway. I know they had some spirited battles last year, and dating back to 09, actually. So we'll see.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. And you know, sometimes the wrestlers, like Mike was wrestling for New York AC, but he'll train with Hawkeye Club. You know, you want to kind of explain why some of the wrestlers, like I'm sure Mako will end up being coached probably by you, and are you on the New York AC coaching staff as well as the Hawkeye staff, and you kind of want to just
it's a mess. Mako actually isn't with the AC anymore. He's with Lehigh Valley.
Okay.
Athletic Club. It's LVAC, Lehigh Valley Athletic Club, and moving over to Lehigh to coach. So he gave up the New York AC last year and has been with those guys this is his second year with them. How it works, I mean, I don't know how detailed you want to be. Yeah, we got guys that are wrestling for us that are with Gator and that are with NYAC and that are Hawkeye. Of our guys, you know, like the Metcalf who might be with the NYAC, he's actually Hawkeye Wrestling Club too, but the NYAC has picked him up and sponsors him in a sense, paying for him, funding him, and supporting him. And, you know, political reasons and some other things that go along with that. There's a show. There's another show that we could do based on why the club and this and that.
Right.
You know, something unprecedented. Freestyle is going to try to score the trials this year, and we're 10 days out, and they still don't even know what the rules are going to be on how the scoring is going to work. I mean, coming from the OTC, they want to score 13 guys. You know, why? Because they have 13 guys that can score? I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me, the unprecedented things that they talk about, because it doesn't follow international protocol. I'm getting off track and things, but we do things that are funny sometimes in this country, and in the club situation might be one of them, but it does help us immensely.
Yeah, helping fund the athletes, give them opportunities, and then you support the athletes. Yeah, I'm sure they're probably thinking that maybe it motivates the clubs to be competitive, or maybe for the fans. But, yeah, that could be another topic. And, Dennis, you want to cover Greco for 120 kilograms? That'll be wrestling on Saturday.
Yeah. Right now, Jamil Byers is number one. He's been wrestling well. I think he knows it's his last chance to win an Olympic gold medal, and I think he's doing the right things. I just talked to a guy from the Army today and said that this whole last week, Byers has been being pushed every practice for working out with the guy that the Army team brought in that just conditions him and gets his body in shape so he can battle hard. And the reason they're doing that is because Rulon Gardner said he's going to come back, and he knows that he's going to have to be in the best shape of his life if he's going to beat Rulon. And so those two are definitely the top favorites. Byers won the world championships. Rulon won Olympic gold and then a world title, too. And he was a bronze medalist in 2004. Those two are above everybody else. And it will be an interesting trials, to see if Rulon gets down to weight. I know Rulon had problems with his weight. And hopefully he gets down to weight so we can have some fun wrestling to watch.
Yeah.
Taylor from the Army's pretty good, too. He's beaten Byers before. But, so he could have an outside chance. I know he's coming off an injury right now. So hopefully he's healthy enough and ready to battle. So. But then you got a couple young guys that are training too. But that weight class, you got the veterans, and the veterans should rule it.
Yeah. So Byers and Rulon have had a lot of matches in the past, but it seems like they have a lot of respect for each other. That definitely is good to see those guys with that experience. And Iowa City hosts the trials Saturday, Sunday, April 21st, 22nd. You can get your tickets on iowacitytolondon.com. Starts Saturday, 9 a.m., Carver Hawkeye Arena. The sessions go 9 to 3. And then there's Fan Fest, downtown Iowa City, 1 to 6. And then 6 o'clock at night, you'll get to see the guys making the Olympic teams. Hope to see you there. Thanks, Defense Soap, for sponsoring this. And thank you, Terry and Dennis, for taking your time tonight to go over those weight classes.
No problem.
Thank you. One thing
I'd like to say is you guys stayed with us for an hour of a lot of jumbling about weight classes. So this is something that just happens once every year with running down the weight classes. So just stay with us. We're going to have a lot more interesting things to say throughout the year, right, John?
For sure. And the calls will definitely be shorter. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, these are guys that are trained 30. Some guys, like 40 years of their life. So it's going to be a great, great event. And, yeah, we'll try and keep these calls under 20 minutes, and there'll be a lot of other exciting info on the worldwrestlingresource.com conference calls. So thank you, guys, and have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.